This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is urging U.S. states to get ready to distribute a potential COVID-19 vaccine by November 1st, 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. It's the latest sign of the accelerating race to deliver a vaccine by year's end. Dallas-based wholesaler, a McKesson Corporation, has a deal with the federal government to set up centers to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. But some health officials are concerned that the U.S. is not ready for a massive COVID-19 vaccine effort. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Doctors, nurses, and health officials interviewed by the AP and Kaiser Health News expressed concern about the country's readiness to conduct mass vaccinations and frustration after months of inconsistent information from the federal government. In a memo released this summer, the CDC told health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st, but local health departments say they're worried they lack the staff, money, and tools to distribute, administer, and track millions of vaccinations, most of which will require two doses. To reach herd immunity against the coronavirus, experts say the nation would need to vaccinate roughly 70% of Americans. Jennifer King, Washington.
The World Health Organization is issuing new guidelines on the use of life-saving drugs hours after a study showed inexpensive steroids cut death rates in the sickest COVID-19 patients. The WHO guideline panel made a strong recommendation for the use of the drug therapy given orally or through an IV for COVID-19 patients in critical and serious condition. That panel made another conditional recommendation. This was against using those same steroids in people with the milder COVID-19 cases. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Trump administration plan to steer WHO dues elsewhere may not be legal, AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
Yeah. In July, President Donald Trump announced he's withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization effective July 2021. Trump was unhappy with the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and he demanded reforms at the agency. As a follow-up, the State Department said Wednesday the U.S. will not pay the more than $60 million it owes in show. The Trump administration plans to steer the money instead to the United Nations to pay other assessments. However, that plan may hit a snag. Under U.S. law, arrears must be paid before the United States can withdraw from most international organizations. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More than 863,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths, in Brazil, more than 123,000. India, with the third highest death toll, has more than half of Brazil's numbers. The number of worldwide infections has passed the milestone of 26 million, with those three countries together making up more than half the world's cases. Another celebrity is coming forward with a story about fighting the coronavirus. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the latest.
Dwayne Johnson says his world was rocked when he and his family all tested positive for COVID-19. The former pro wrestler and actor says he was shocked after hearing that he, his wife, and their two young daughters all had the disease. In an 11-minute-plus clip on Instagram, Johnson said having the illness was one of the most challenging and difficult things that he and his family have ever had to endure. He says they're all better now. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Germany says it has unequivocal evidence that prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-style nerve agent Novichok. That's the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill August 20th from a suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. Hurricane Nana is now the season's fifth hurricane, and according to the National Hurricane Center, storm surge will continue to move along Belize's coast and further inland. Flash flood warnings are expected to continue in Belize, Guatemala, Mexico, and the Bay Islands of Honduras this morning. Police officers in Washington, D.C. Shot a young black man Wednesday who the department said had brandished a firearm, prompting protests and increased nationwide and local scrutiny over police tactics. The killing prompted a late-night face-off between police and protesters outside a Washington, D.C. police station. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.